Morning, DJ.
Can I have the car tonight?
Where are you going?
Mother, I'm 17 years old. You don't have to be so overprotective.
Yes, I do. I love that car.
Dan, remember the poker game's here tonight.
Why can't you have it over at Chucky's house?
It's my turn.
What's this?
Dan, I told you we shouldn't let DJ have that chemistry set. So, what have you got to say for yourself?
Can I have a dog?
No, we're not keeping it. That thing is disgusting.
I'll take care of him.
Well, now, honey, that's what you said about the frog and the turtle and the goldfish and the little mouse, and they're all in heaven now, aren't they, honey?
Mom, the dog stinks worse than DJ.
He does not.
You guys go in the other room while Dad and me talk to DJ here.
Okay, just don't screw this up, Mother. And remember, Mom, the frog, the turtle, well, this one's too big to flush.
Why, did he follow you home from school or something?
No, I traded Kenny my comic books for him.
Well, does Kenny's mom know that he traded away his dog?
She gave me the dog food.
Well, I'm really sorry, DJ, but you're going to have to take him back, honey.
Why?
Because it's a big responsibility, DJ. Your sisters aren't going to help you. Me and Daddy are real busy, you know? And remember, since the last time your dad made that rule, no more pets.
Yeah, you're just a happy boy. Yes, you are. Look at you wagging your happy little tail.
Dan, would you like to explain your no more pets rule or keep making out with the dog?
Your mom's right, DJ. We're going to have to call Kenny's mom and have her pick the dog up. Now, take him outside.
It's not fair.
He is cute.
Oh, yeah, well, you just fall in love with anything that licks your nose.
Not true. It was the way you used to kick your leg when I scratched your tummy.
Hello, Lorraine. Yeah, it's Roseanne Connor. Yeah, your dog's here. No, I don't blame you at all. You had to take a shot. So listen, when can you come and pick him up? Okay, I'll see you then. Thanks. Bye.
You know, I feel sorry for that little dog. Nobody wants him. It's so pitiful.
That reminds me, I need to call Jackie. You know, I'm kind of worried about her because she called here last night all freaked out from the Lobo Lounge. She ran into Gary and his brand new fiancée.
Gary's getting married?
Yeah, she's drunk and everything, so I made sure they called her a cab, you know, to get her home. Come on, sis, answer the damn phone.
Hello? What did I do?
Hey, listen, I dropped my car keys down your toilet, so you're gonna have to give me a ride home.
Thank you.
Jackie. Answer the damn phone.
Still no luck, huh?
No, and she doesn't even have her answering machine on, you know? This is so like her. She gets upset and then she, like, totally goes into hiding.
I'm the same way, Roseanne. I mean, when I'm feeling down, I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to talk to anyone.
Well, see, you know, that's where we differ. When I'm in a bad mood, I can't wait to spread it around.
Hey, Leon.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, wife. Hello, friend of wife.
Hey, Dan.
What are you doing here?
I thought maybe you and me could go catch a movie.
Yeah? Cool, okay. Well, I'll go get my coat. What happened to your poker game?
Oh, Davey canceled at the last minute. We're guys short. Besides, I'd much rather spend the night with my baby.
Listen, Dan, if you need another player, hey, I love poker.
Baby, the game's back on.
What happened to spend the night with my baby?
Go to the movies anytime.
Yeah, but we don't.
We could.
Well, don't expect me to sit there watching you play poker. Bonnie, you want to do something? You want to go to the movies or something?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll get Jackie and we'll see who else wants to go. We'll, like, make a night out of it.
Great.
So, don't expect me to make any stupid sandwiches for your stupid poker game.
Oh, Leon.
Yeah.
I just remembered house rules. The new guy brings the sandwiches.
Oh, well, no problem. We're in a restaurant, huh? Roseanne.
No!
Bonnie?
No way.
I'll just pick up a pizza on the way over, huh?
I don't want Leon in my house, Dan.
Why not?
Because he's my boss, and bosses aren't supposed to be in your house. It's wrong, don't you see?
He's only going to be here a couple of hours, lose a lot of money, and then leave.
Well, don't let him look in the refrigerator because he's going to see everything I swipe from the restaurant.
Mom, the dog ate my slippers, destroyed my brand new sweater, and now look what he's using as his chew toy.
Well, I hope he bought you dinner first.
Just get rid of him, please.
I'll take care of it.
Did you call Lorraine?
I'm calling. It's my fourth time today. Hi, Lorraine. It's Roseanne. Listen, when are you going to come and get this dog? Oh, a kitchen fire. Okay, well, call me up later then.
A kitchen fire?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the day Lorraine's had. First her car breaks down, and now a kitchen fire. And, man, the way her luck is going, I wouldn't be surprised if the next thing is some irate mother of three jams a skanky little dog down her throat.
Hi.
Hey.
Is Roseanne ready?
Oh, she's getting changed. Listen. She told me about Gary. I'm really sorry.
Ah, oh, jeez. Dan, no, I broke up with him months ago. I mean, I dumped the guy. So if he's seeing somebody else, that's his business. I wish him all the luck in the world. Do you have any vodka?
Roseanne, I could lose my job if anybody found out I let you in here like this.
Oh, Gordon, if you get fired, it'll be because of those Mr. Lonely parties you have in the mattress department.
You know, since the guys have their game every week, how about we do this every week, huh?
Yeah, that's yeah,
great idea. Girls' night out. I mean, sure we could go bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play bingo.
Awesome,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's just great. Oh,
Jackie, you're sucking the fun out of this party.
I'm having fun.
No, you're not. You're sitting there like a great big lump of death.
I'm having a good time.
So you're upset about Gary.
No, I'm fine about Gary.
Oh, what is it then?
I can't. It's personal. I'll tell you later.
Jackie, these are my closest friends. Whatever you tell me in confidence, I'll eventually tell them anyway.
Thanks, Roseanne.
Well, that's just how I feel.
Well, you know what I say. If we can't share our feelings with one another, we might as well be men.
Hear, hear.
No, I can't.
Oh, Jackie. You don't have to tell us, but if you want to, we're all here for you.
Oh, God! Okay. All right, I do need to talk about it, I guess. Have you ever done something that you're really ashamed of? No, never mind.
Oh. Well, I have. Okay. When I was a senior in high school, I voted for myself for homecoming queen.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to tell that story about when in high school you wanted to look like you were really popular, so you gave yourself a hickey with the vacuum cleaner.
I would have never told that story, Roseanne.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. All right. How about this? The first time I did it with Chuck, I told him I wasn't a virgin, but I really was.
What the hell you want to lie about something like that for?
Because I didn't want him getting all smug and strutting around like he's Christopher Columbus.
Oh, they do. They do.
They do that. Yes, they do. Okay. This one time, I wrote this bad check to the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Just so I could hear him say my name on television.
Oh, Robin, you didn't do that.
You know you did.
Oh, Jackie? Okay. I think I got something a little more on the lines of what you'd call shame. Back when Duke and I were drinking, you know, we kind of like were short on cash, and so we robbed a liquor store.
Whoa.
Well, I guess you really were desperate.
Oh, for God's sake, people rob liquor stores all the time!
I slept with Arnie!
You slept with Arnie?
Yeah. It's out in the open. So where's all the supportive stuff?
What the hell were you thinking?
I was thinking that I just lost a great guy like Gary, and now he's gone for good, and I'll never find another great guy. I'm 36 years old, I've got flabby arm and pelican neck, and all my house plants are dead, and no one loves me. But what difference does that make anyway? Because everything in my life sucks!
Well, that's still no excuse.
I was drunk. I... I made a mistake.
A mistake? A mistake. Jackie, do I have to remind you that when we were all in high school, every one of us took a blood oath that this man would never be given the chance to breed?
Come on, guys. I thought you were going to be there for me.
Jackie, give us a minute, you know.
Here, oh, my God. Do you realize that everybody in this town, when they see me, they're going to say, there goes the sister of the woman who slept with Arnie.
And last card, down and dirty.
Hey, speaking of down and dirty, you guys want to hear what happened to me last night?
No, not really, no.
Okay, I'm going to grab another beer. Anybody else?
Me. Your bet.
Porter.
It's really incredible. I can't believe what happened. last night. To me.
Quarter to you, Arnie.
Well, well, well. A gallon of mayo, a gallon of pickle chips, and yes, it looks like a tub of Rob Bell's famous coleslaw. Just like in my own refrigerator at home, man.
Okay, I'll tell you guys, I'll tell you. Last night, this really gorgeous chick came on to me.
What was she this time, Arnie? A model? A movie star?
No, this time she was real.
You mean that thing with you and Kathleen Turner on the monkey bars never really happened?
I'm not kidding.
Of course not, you know.
Listen, Dan, I'm new here. Should I treat him like an idiot, too?
Well, we don't stand on ceremony, but it is considered polite.
Does anyone want to hear about this?
Come on, cut it out, Arnie.
Yeah, like you cheat on Nancy.
I did.
You're not kidding.
No.
What is the matter with you, man? You just got Nancy back.
Well, this woman wanted me, and you guys know that that never happens.
Arnie, you're engaged. You just don't do it.
Oh, Nancy's been real good to you.
It's not right, man.
Now, don't act like I'm some kind of criminal. Any one of you guys would have done the exact same thing.
No way.
Oh, yeah, you're just saying that because you guys are married and you're whipped.
Who's got you there, Chucky?
Hey, Leon, you're not married. Help me out here. Let's say Melanie Griffith wants you really bad. Are you going to tell her no?
Well, actually, I would say no.
The hell you would!
You lying dog.
Guys, I'm serious.
Sure you are, Leon.
Now, come on. Didn't Roseanne tell you?
Tell me what?
That I'm gay.
Yeah, right.
Jeez, I thought you knew.
No. No, I mean, you know, it's okay. It happens.
Yeah, it did.
you know, I know a gay guy. His name's Bill. He lives in Chicago. Maybe you know him.
Yeah, sure, I know him. From Chicago, Gay Bill.
Smooth, Chucky.
What? Nobody else was saying anything.
Say, I got an idea. Let's play cards.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, who's back?
Okay, Leon. Forget about Melanie Griffith. Let's say Andy Griffith hits on you. Hey, listen, Dan, you know what? You guys are right. I mean, Nancy and I got something special going, and she trusts me, and for me to do what I did, well, I've sunk about as low as I've ever sunk in my whole life.
Okay. For the sake of argument.
I'm going to make some big changes, Dan. From now on, you're going to see a new Arnie.
You going to tell Nancy?
Hell no. The new Arnie wouldn't rat out the old Arnie.
Well, hi, Arnie.
I got to go.
Oh, wait a minute. I
know where it is.
Oh, ow, no. Ow, I insist. Ow, hurts, allow me. Ow. You took advantage of my sister, and for that, you must die!
Rosie. No one took advantage of anybody.
She was drunk and depressed.
A lot of women are like that around me.
So did you tell anybody? Did you tell Dan?
No, I swear.
Because I'll tell you what, if you breathe a word of this to anybody in this town, I'm gonna tell Nancy.
Don't do that, please.
You stay away from my sister.
To clear that with her?
Get out!
Hey, honey. How come you didn't tell me Leon was gay?
What difference does it make? You're all pigs. Are you alone?
Yeah, what? Why? Who'd you think is gonna be here?
God knows. Sorry. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah? Are you mad at me?
Why?
Well, I figure, you know, what you did with Arnie, that was kind of like a cry for help.
More like a scream.
Yeah, and I wasn't listening. And I just want to apologize for being a jerk listener.
Oh, I'm the jerk, Roseanne. I screwed up my own life, and I can't blame you or Mom or Arnie or Gary or anybody.
Well, Mom.
Figure out what's wrong with my life and fix it. And first off, I am going to stop thinking that my life is not going to be complete unless I find a man.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I figured out what I'm going to do about a job, too.
Yeah?
Something I can be really proud of, you know, like when I was a cop.
What?
Well, it sounds a little bit crazy, but there's a school over in Elgin.
Oh, you want to go back to school? I think that's great.
It's a trucking school, Roseanne. I want to learn how to drive the big rigs.
Big rigs. I never thought of that.
Yeah, you're your own boss. You make great money, you get to travel.
Well, go for it.
Yeah, I wanted to get a little more thought, you know, before just dive right into
it. Why, you want to do it, do it.
Really?
Yeah, really. You know, Elgin, it's only like an hour from here. Let's go.
Now?
Yeah, now. Come on, we'll go and we'll get you signed up. Come on, I'll drive.
You think?
Yeah, I think.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh, Roseanne. Oh, thanks.
It's
oh,
good.
God.
Right. Trucker, God. Hello, Lorraine. It's Roseanne. Don't give me that no habla inglés crap. I know it's you, Lorraine. Now, how come you didn't come and get this dog? Oh, right, like Kenny has the mumps. I really believe that. And stop going like it's a bad connection, Lorraine. I know it's you. You know, I'm just going to get this dog and bring him right over to your house and drop him off. And you better not do what you did last time, neither. I knew you were too home, Lorraine. As soon as I got up to the door, the lights went off. No, they are not security lights, Lorraine. Security lights don't go out when someone comes up to the door. Lorraine?